The processing center smells like bleach and burnt coffee. A wall clock ticks loud enough to count the seconds you do not have. Across the table sits Elena, eyes red from a sleepless night. Her son Diego, 9, keeps one hand wrapped around his little sister's. Sophia, 4, coughs into the crook of her elbow, again and again, the sound dry and stubborn. Elena tells you her husband was killed after he refused to let a cartel use his small shop as a stash house. When she tried to report it, men came for her next. She quietly rolls up her sleeve and shows a thick scar on her forearm. The details in her account line up, and your instincts say she is telling the truth. But her documents are incomplete, and you cannot verify key parts of her story within the 48-hour window you are required to decide in. Your written guidelines say that when you are in doubt, you should err on the side of caution and deny entry, letting the appeals process sort it out. The backlog is about 18 months, and resources are strained. If you grant entry now, Elena and the kids are safer immediately, but they could spend years in legal limbo. If you deny, they may be sent back toward the very people they fled. The file is open. The clock keeps ticking. What's your call?